Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ginger Schmelzer, who is Senior Vice President for Emerging Payments for Fiserv. Ginger, thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Karen.
Okay, so Fiserv is a provider of technology solutions to the financial services industry worldwide. That's a very broad space and certainly a very broad remit. So Ginger, why don't we get started by having you tell us what you guys are focused on today and why?
Sure, Karen. So Fiserv is, as you say, got a pretty broad remit, and we serve the broader financial services industry, anywhere from core banking platforms to account processing to digital channels and payment solutions and a lot more. But we thought today we'd focus in on the digital channels and digital payments capabilities that we offer and talk about what we're working on there. And I thought I'd just share a little bit about how broad our reach is really in that space. And we serve over 70 million online banking users and 10 million mobile bankers. We handle 24 billion digital payment transactions and about $1 trillion moved each year. And under that umbrella, about 3/4 of all bill pay transactions in the U.S. are facilitated by Fiserv products and services.
Wow. It's a lot of numbers and a lot of different services and capabilities. So given what you just described, what are the things that you have your eye on with respect to the trends that you think over the next 3 to 5 years are really going to transform the mobile banking integrated payment space?
Yeah, and as I said, we have such a broad reach in the space. We do see a lot of what's happening, and we try to track very closely the trends. So I don't think anything all this is going to be a big surprise to you, Karen. You talk about a lot of this in your own posts and discussions. But really some of the bigger trends we're looking at are obviously the move to mobile interaction with everything in your life. Consumers and businesses want more control over all of their lives, including their finances, and they want that on the go wherever they are. And their mobile devices, phones, tablets, et cetera, give them that access. Another trend we're watching is really the digitization of everything, right? Records, bills, correspondence, you name it, everything is going digital, and we're doing far less on paper and far less even in person. Much more activity is remote and via digital devices. So we're working on ways to facilitate that for our customers. Another big thing that you're seeing happen is a move towards more of a seamless user experience, particularly driven by integration across all those different applications, devices that consumers are using. They want it to be a seamless transition between devices, channels, interactions, with all the information following them wherever they go. And conforming to the specifications of whatever device or channel they're using, whether it's voice by phone, whether it's a mobile phone and digital, whether it's a website, et cetera. It really needs to be seamless so that all information tracks seamlessly across those various devices. Another trend we're looking at is it's really just big changes in the way consumers are paying overall, right? Reference the Apple Pay launch this fall, the move to EMV this year, the play around NFC and whether it's going to happen or not, given Apple Pay and other players in the space. So we're tracking very closely what's happening there and how consumers are and merchants and the broader space are really adopting the changing methods and interfaces of payments.
Apple Pay is certainly dominating the conversation around payments, it seems to be, and I'd love to get your perspective on that. But tell me the last trend that you guys are tracking.
Yeah, absolutely. The last trend, and really this is overlaying everything before, is really real time, right? Consumers and businesses live in a real time world where everything is on demand and available whenever they want it, and they have very little patience for the time constraints of legacy banking systems. And so they want their finances to be as on demand in real time as the rest of the real time world. And so we're working very hard to help that happen as well.
So, you and I have had many opportunities to talk about these trends over the years, and I'm curious to get your perspective on two things. All of these things are, in fact, the reality of what Fiserv has to accommodate to serve consumers and certainly enable merchants. But which of those things have moved faster than you anticipated, and which of them have moved slower than you thought they would?
Oh, gosh, I wish I had a crystal ball to lay all that out going forward as well.
Don't you? I thought you did.
I wish I did. I would say that we've seen a much quicker move to the mobilization of everything. Kind of the first three trends, mobilization, digitization, and that kind of the expectation of seamless user experience moving very quickly. And it's happening outside of the financial services industry, right? I mean, consumers are just used to using their devices for messaging and sharing information. And you look at the fitness apps and health trackers and how those all share information across the various applications and sites. so consumers just expect it all to be updated. We're seeing that happen at a very rapid pace, and you know, it's going to continue to go that way as new devices, wearables, other things come along that really drive consumers to expect more out of their devices. What's moved a little bit more slowly, I think, is the real time. Right, it's certainly a growing expectation. Consumers want it, but I think the industry itself has a lot of challenges to get there. And while we know that it's important, there's a lot of legacy hurdles, regulation, et cetera, to overcome to get to where consumers and businesses expect it to be.
I would agree with that. And I think we all thought that we'd be running around using our phones to pay for things in stores, perhaps with a little bit more regularity than we are, although it is a very complicated thing to enable. Will Apple Pay change that, in your view?
You know, I'd like to see it change it. I think that at the very least, whether it's Apple Pay becomes the, you know, dominant method or with a copycat from other players or not, I think what we've seen is that Apple Pay has really driven more visibility and awareness among consumers that you can use your phone to do a lot more than they even thought about, right? So I think that at the very least what it's done is created that awareness and that interest on the part of consumers to do more with their mobile device. You know, Karen, you and I have been in this space for a long time. We've watched all the different attempts and players and passes at doing this that were never as seamless from a user experience perspective and just were complicated and clunky for consumers and for merchants. Apple Pay is the first one that really is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. And the more we see that happen, I think the more that consumers and merchants start to go, you know, there's something to this whole mobile payments thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have the answer to who's going to win and how, but I do think that Apple Pay is starting to have some momentum in moving the market towards reality.
Right. Yes, I would agree. I think it's gotten everyone focused on getting serious about making it real, although I think, as we both acknowledge, it's still a complicated thing to do. Let's switch back to, I know, something that Fiserv is focused on and you in particular are focused on, and that is this whole idea of reimagining the financial services experience. You addressed a number of different things that you've described as the trends around mobile and digitization, but how are you actually bringing this to life for your customers, the banks, the financial institutions that are trying to serve their consumers?
Sure. Yeah, well, we're looking really close at changing consumer expectations and knowing consumers want everything faster and more convenient. And really, Karen, if you look at it, so much of what we've done in the payments and channels historically has really been taking what the banks do and just pushing it to the consumer to interact with. We as an industry haven't really given hard thought to, especially for consumers to use it. You know, consumers don't understand the complexities of the banking system. Heck, a lot of bankers don't. So the fact that we want to push that complexity to the consumer, it's created a lot of challenges. So one of the things we're really looking at is that user experience. We want to make it so that it's less, what do you want to do, and more proactively, here's what we can do for you, right? We anticipate and understand what the consumers are trying to accomplish, and we make it easier for them to do that. And in parallel, I mean, we're working towards making things more real time. So not only do we make it easier for you to accomplish that task, we make it easier to get it done in real time so you can move on with your life. And the recently launched Now Network is really a great example of where we're doing that, taking the experience of paying someone else, a bill or a person, and reimagining how that can work faster, smarter, and better for consumers and for the banks and billers that facilitate it.
So one of the things that is dominant in every conversation now, regardless of what aspect of financial services or payments we talk about, is security and reducing fraud. And, you know, that obviously is something that until probably this time last year, none of us really thought that deeply about, even though it was very much a real part of what the industry was focused on. It's now making headlines every day. And I know you have done things around mobile card management and things like that that provide a mechanism for consumers to more easily manage those kinds of things and the banks to facilitate that on their behalf. I'd love to get your perspective on the issue of fraud and security, how you think we need to tackle it as an industry, whose responsibility it is, and again, what you guys are doing to move the ball down the field.
Sure. And I think I would rephrase something you said a little bit in that I think that there's a lot of people that have been paying a lot of attention very closely to the fraud situation and how to improve it. I think consumers, we've kind of trained consumers to be less concerned about fraud because they have, you know, zero liability. But that doesn't mean they're not. It just means we've made them kind of less than they might have been otherwise. But there's still a concern there. And I think there's a growing acknowledgement in the industry that the more consumers are aware of and focused on managing the security of their data, the safer everybody in the whole value chain is, right? So what we look at is, how can you empower consumers to control their car data and really proactively say, here's where I can use it, here's where I can't. If every player in the value chain is focused on securing that data, everyone's safer all along the path. And consumers have to like to have more control over what's happening with their car, and everybody wins in that situation.
Final question. It sounds like you've been up to a lot of things, focusing on ways to mobilize, digitize, and make real-time the portfolio of services that consumers are really looking for from their financial institutions. We always like to ask, what's next? So tell us, what's next? What's in the works? What's on the roadmap? And what can we be looking out for over the next year from Fiserv?
Sure, and I think I've talked to you about a little bit about our Now network already, which is a big area of focus for the company and really improving our money movement capability for our consumers via the FIs that we serve. Really working to anticipate how consumers, what they want, and enabling our FI clients to deliver it. Speed, user experience across mobile and digital banking, as well as payments. Other areas we've looked at, we launched a mobile capture product last year called Snap to Pay on capturing a bill. We're looking at other opportunities in the mobile capture space. Broad set of opportunities there, really helping consumers to use that device in their hands to save them time in getting to the final transaction. Obviously, Card Valet, we just talked about, we're looking at other ways to improve the cardholder experience. We're working on ways to improve our mobile banking and online banking offerings and pulling everything closer together so that, again, that seamless experience is really what consumers can expect from their banks that use Fiserv products. So broad range of things that we're working on.
Well, Ginger, it was really great to catch up with you and get a sense of the way in which you are working with your financial institutions in bringing a mobile and digital experience to their end users. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Yeah, I enjoyed the conversation, Karen, as always.
Thank you.